Audio Gravity, episode 506, 15th of August 2010. First link today, antigo.com, whatever you want to call it. Antengo.com. Mobile micro listings. This is pretty neat. I've been thinking for a long time about where Guello and Foursquare are probably going to go to in terms of how you can improve your community from these check-ins, and how you can sell bits and pieces, and how you can auction stuff, and how you can have additional loyalty. And it looks like they've pretty much honed that idea and put it into concept. And I really like the design and the style that they've done the website. So it's a free mobile application that facilitates real-time, location-based, person-to-person exchanges by turning traditional classified listings into geo-tagged, Twitter-sized micro-listings. Lets you quickly connect with people nearby. Got an extra ticket? Need an extra ticket? Lost your dog? Have a yard sale or open house? Just post a quick mobile micro-listing. Pretty awesome. Great to see a lot of this stuff starting to take off now. Six months to a year's time, this is going to be sort of de facto thing plugged into everything. Next two links actually, based on the nextweb.com. First link, Google launches Android app to help you find empty parking spots. Android just got that much better. Google has just released an Android app called OpenSpot that lets users leaving parking spots share that spot with other users searching for parking. Pretty darn cool. So it gives you a certain amount of time to put this, that this spot is live, because obviously somebody could drive and get into that spot before you. But I really like the idea that you get karma points for putting these things in, putting these check-ins in. And I can see we're going to end up with a whole bunch of geolocation kind of apps that are styled in this way. But I do like the idea of one to do with parking especially. Next link quickly on the next web. Rich text signatures for multiple email addresses finally come to Gmail. Thank God. How long have we been waiting for this to happen? Over on Gmail now you can put in a signature and use their special rich text features, so you can colorize stuff, put pictures in. You no longer have to do all that sort of grease monkery scripty rubbish that you had to do just to get things to sit into your signature strip. Next link today from Yubico, yubico.com, the key to the cloud. This is a really neat little invention, actually. It's a thing called the YubiKey, which is this authentication key for secure access to networks and services. So this works actually with LastPass.com, I believe. LastPass being a little plugin to your browser, which enables you to store your passwords in the cloud. What the YubiKey does, instead of having to type in your master password, you literally put this into your USB slot and it sort of decrypts your login for your account, which is pretty darn neat. They're not expensive either, I don't think. If I just have a look at buy your YubiKey on here, yeah, $25 gets you the key in black. They've got a whole bunch of other stuff as well. There's an RFID one, which I've never seen before. And you can buy packs of these, 1 to 10 packs of these, the pack of 10 being $200. Next link today, utorrent.com/labs. I only found out about this probably 2 weeks ago, and I'm getting quite excited as to see the next push of BitTorrent. So they've got three particular projects that are standing out: Griffin, Falcon, and Fion. Griffin being web-based extensions framework for BitTorrent, Falcon being secure streaming web access, which is a really cool idea. And then finally, which is really, really the ultimate for people doing live streaming video, streaming live video with P2P technology. Pretty awesome. Distributed, shared live streaming. Next link today, nonsociety.com is a portal into our contributors' lives. Watch them experiment with their passions, get recommendations, their areas of expertise, and send them questions. I don't know how live this thing is. I know it was launched about a year ago by Julia Allison, who has got this incredibly busy life in New York right now. I noticed that each one of these particular contributors, the site that you get taken to is this sort of Tumblr designed layout site. I really wish this was more prolifically out there. It seems to be very much a who's in the scene kind of thing gets access to this. I'd like to see this be opened up more, so communities and people like creatives, for instance, in Nottingham, if they had something similar to this, I think that'd be a really, really powerful sort of daily live stream check-in, so that people can see not just the Twitter and Facebook updates, but the media they've created. You know, instead of expecting people to go and have a look at 20 people's different sites, have all this in one space. And finally, last link today, incoming, another link from clickontyler.com. I wanted to give him a shout out because I quite like this application, although I haven't really sussed out 100% how to use it. It uses the Firehose from Twitter again, which is this real-time search or real-time access to their search as people are submitting stuff. Translate tweets into their language with one click, see an aggregated list of all the links users are tweeting, scroll through hundreds of attached TwitPic and YFrog images, manage your search results, reply, retweet and flag tweets for follow-up. Our influencer score filters out the spammers and shows you the users who matters most. Pretty darn neat. It's going to be another one of the things that we use in our Death Star project. That's it. See you soon.